So, welcome to the centre here. Those of you who got mobile phones, please make the walk outside. So please turn them off so that nothing goes beep or nothing goes bang, so we can all have some peace and quiet during this meditation retreat, because it's very bad karma for your mobile phone to go off when someone's just about to become enlightened. So be careful. So now is the opportunity for us to have some peace and quiet, to do some meditation. And meditation is the art of mental relaxation. It's just in the same way you relax the body by keeping it loose, not holding anything tight, not sort of carrying any burdens on your body like bags or backpacks. In the same way that with our mind, we let go of all of the things we've been carrying around, all the past and the future, the thoughts, the worries, the concerns. And so we can put everything down and rest in this present moment. That's meditation. So by closing the eyes, first of all, we close all of that world of seeing. So we don't need to be concerned with people coming in or people going out, because we can't see them. It's quiet. It's like what the Buddha called going into the cave of the heart inside. And when your eyes are closed, your brain has more space to feel the body. And as you are not distracted by sights, you can start to feel that maybe your legs aren't properly positioned. Or maybe your bottom needs to be fidgeted to get more comfortable. Maybe your hands aren't in a good position. So with your eyes closed, you can actually feel the body much more clearly. You've got more space in the brain. And also, feeling the body, you can adjust it. Being aware of the body is called mindfulness. Adjusting it is compassion. And in meditation, we combine these two qualities, mindfulness and compassion, onto our own body and mind. So you can ask your body, are you comfortable? Body, is there anything I can do for you to make you more comfortable? If you want to scratch something, please do so. In this tradition, we always keep our eyes closed. And the reason for that is so when you're meditating, you can scratch any part of your body you want and no one can see you. So you don't need to be embarrassed. Pick your nose, put your finger in your ear, it's okay. Be kind. And once the body is reasonably comfortable, you might notice maybe inside of you some aches and pains deep inside your body. Stomach ache, headache, or some pains deep inside. See if you can focus your attention on that area of your body deep inside. Don't move away from it, but move into it. And when you're close enough, give that tight space inside your body, which is aching or painful, give it all the compassion you possibly can generate. Just the most kind person, might be a Buddha or whatever, looking at that area of pain and caressing it, being kind to it, releasing the tension, expanding, untying the knots which cause the pain. You feel that ball of tightness expand. The intensity of the irritation or ache diminishes as you learn how to relax areas of tightness and pain inside your own body, imagining them drooping, loosening, nothing held tight, as if like people who have been pulling on two ends of a string inside your body, they let go. So the string becomes loose, and that's your body. You're relaxing, making peace. And once your body is as relaxed, at ease as much as you can make it, then you let it go. Letting it go means like parking a car. It's locked, alarm is on, you can walk away knowing it will be there for you, but you don't need to bother about it now. You leave your body alone. And instead, you focus on the mental world. It's not that hard to relax the body, but to relax the mind is very difficult. There's so much tension, so many weights, so much pushing and pulling of your mental world. Now we're learning how to relax. One of the first tricks to relax the mind is to let go of all the past and all the future. These are two heavy bags, the two heavy bags simile. You can imagine that you're carrying a heavy bag in your left hand and another heavy bag in your right hand. You've been carrying them for such a long time, your arms ache and your shoulders hurt. Imagine that. Use your powers of imagination as if that was true. Two heavy bags and your arms and shoulders ache. And you look down at that bag in the left hand and you see written on the outside of that bag are the four letters P-A-S-T. It contains all of your past, all of your memories, the good experiences and also the painful experiences. And you've been carrying them around for such a long time that your mind hurts, it aches. And you look down at the bag in your right hand, and that has the letters F-U-T-U-R-E, your future. In that bag is all your plans, your fears, anxieties, and also your hopes and dreams as well. You've been carrying that around with you such a long time. That makes your mind ache. Now you look at that bag in the left hand, containing your past, so heavy. Now you imagine yourself lowering that bag to the ground, slowly. And the point comes when it meets the ground and all the weight disappears. But you're still holding on to the handle. So imagine your fingers loosening their grip, your hand moving away from the handle and your arm moving to your left side, limp, relaxed, recuperating. You've let go of the past. And you look at the bag in your right hand representing your future with all your fears, anxieties, hopes and dreams. You lower that down to the ground as well. Don't rush, otherwise it doesn't work so well. Lower it down to the ground and imagine that moment when it meets the floor and all the weight, the burden, vanishes. You also imagine loosening your grasp of the handle, moving the hand away until your right arm is hanging loosely by the side. You've let go of the future as well. Your arms are relaxing, your shoulders recuperating. You put down a very heavy burden. And you look down, you look down at those two bags, the past and the future. No one's going to take them away. They're there for you afterwards. You don't need to be afraid. You just put them down for the time being. And you're standing between them. Where you're standing is called the present moment. That restful space between the past and the future. Oh, what a relief. No need to carry those bags. And this becomes the first stage of the meditation. Just being here and now, the only place which is real, the only place which is true, the now. And be inquisitive of this now. Respect it and be a friend. And then the now will stay with you. What's it like just being here? Hearing a voice. Feeling the pressure of your bottom on the chair. Feeling the warmth of the evening air. Just be aware of all the sensations which are happening right now. You're experiencing life as it happens, not as a memory, not as a fantasy in the future, but real life. You're mindful of the present. Now be kind. Relax into the present moment, as if you're smiling at the now, and it smiles back. John Lennon said, "Life is what happens when you're busy planning something else. But not now, you're here. No plans. You're living life by being here." In meditation, we're not trying to go somewhere or get something or achieve anything. We're just being. Not going anywhere, but stopping. So this thing inside of you which likes to move, calm it down. Shh. Just stay. And rest in the present moment. And in this present moment, be careful not to go speaking to yourself. See if you can notice this moment without any labels, without any inner commentary. Knowing things without trying to understand them nor measure them. Just being. Shh. Calm the inner conversation. In the same way you can calm your mouth by not speaking. You learn this trick of listening, of feeling, of being passive, rather than always saying something about what you're experiencing. Be still. And silent inside. like in the cartoons. You have thought bubbles, but the thought bubbles are empty. No words in the thought bubbles of your mind. And if you do notice some silence, just feel how deep and profound, how amazing and awesome is the inner silence. The mind isn't still yet, still wandering around. You might find it helpful to focus on the feeling of your breath, to know the breath as it's going in. How does it feel? What does an in-breath feel like? And what does the out-breath feel like? See if you can expand your awareness of the breath. To see the breath at the very beginning of each in-breath, to see how the feelings change until the in-breath is completed. See the beginning of the out-breath until those feelings are exhausted and the out-breath has ended. Silent in the moment, just something to rest your awareness on, the feeling of the breath. being a friend to your breathing, as if it was one of your best friends. You just like hanging out with each other. Remember to relax the mind. Don't hold anything tight. So the simile is like the breath rests in your open hand. You don't clench your fist around it. it's getting close to the end of this meditation. How do you feel? What's it like inside of you? How relaxed, peaceful, empty, free do you feel? Know that this is the result of meditation. Enjoy peace. Recognize its causes, where it comes from. And you'll be able to have that peace again. I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please listen to every sound of the gong. And after the 3rd ringing of the gong, open your eyes to come out of the meditation. After the 3rd ringing of the gong,